This summer, HBO will show a documentary called The Artist is Present, both in theaters and on TV. It's about the performance artist Marina Abramović. The filmmakers followed her as she prepared for her big retrospective at New York's Museum of Modern Art in 2010. And that's also when we sent Carrie Hillman to talk with her.
I've been waiting to sit with Marina Abramović for over an hour now. And judging by the line of people ahead of me, I'm going to be here for a very long time.
So far it's quite interesting. The steadiness of her is quite like a sculpture in a way, a life sculpture. I've seen a couple of almost tears coming out, but they haven't come out yet.
The performance is part of the retrospective Marina Abramović, The Artist is Present, and it's magnificent in its simplicity. Two oak chairs and a small table placed in the center of MoMA's frenzied atrium. The artist, taking a cue from the title of the show, will be present all day, every day, during the entire three-month exhibition. We can sit with Marina as long as we'd like. She'll remain silent, even after hours, until May 31st. Marina told me about it a few weeks ago.
So we walk into my chair, which I have here in my loft, because I'm exercising sitting on this, and also peeing to see that everything is fine. And I'm now waiting for my dress coming next week to see how it's going to all work.
Yeah, a special dress that allows her to relieve herself while performing. Now that's commitment.
Why you don't sit to see how comfortable it is?
Okay, I'm going to have a seat here. Oh, no, this is... The subway benches are far more comfortable. Wow.
You know, if it's comfortable, your mind can just go away. You can fall asleep. It's not right. You have to be very aware, you know?
Marina specializes in long performance pieces. She once lived for 12 days on a narrow ledge. But this piece, The Artist is Present, is her longest ever. She's been preparing with a trainer and a nutritionist to build her stamina.
I found the long-duration work is the most transformative on the performer, but also on the audience seeing it. It's kind of a luminous energy who comes out of this, which can be done only if you really have this kind of discipline to concentrate. Because it's very easy to sit on that chair with your body and your mind can be Honolulu, you know, but it's very different if you sit with your body and mind in the present, which is the main core of this piece.
The Museum of Modern Art has never had a major retrospective for a performance artist, and it raises some pretty tricky questions, not the least of which is, how can a museum acquire and exhibit a work of art when the canvas is flesh and blood? All of Marina's pieces involve Marina, often doing grueling and even dangerous things. She's 64 now, incredibly vibrant, but still, what'll happen to her work when she can no longer perform it? Klaus Biesenbach is chief curator at large for MoMA and organized the exhibition.
I think Marina, for the last years, has established a legacy to claim that performance art is treated like a theater piece, like a score, and therefore she proves that you can reperform it as a theater piece can be reperformed, as a concert can be reperformed.
And I understand that performance is a living art form. If it's not reperformed, it's kind of going to die and finish in the, you know, dusty books and doesn't have life.
So while Marina is busy being present downstairs, 36 young artists and dancers, handpicked by her, are continually reperforming five of her pieces in 2.5-hour shifts. One is Luminosity, where a nude performer is perched on a bicycle seat midway up the gallery wall and lit from behind.
My name is Yo Smith, and I'm performing Relation in Time, Nude with Skeleton, and also Luminosity. For Luminosity, it's just like my personal thing, but like I'm going to have my penis tucked under the bicycle seat, so I want to look like I have a female part on the bottom and then male part on top. So some people might be very uncomfortable looking at it. You know, like people will say stuff, you know, like maybe throw something at me. Who knows?
And what about some of Marina's early work, like Rhythm Zero, where she arranged objects on a table, including a loaded gun, and invited visitors to use them on her? One guy put the gun to her head. Or Lips of Thomas, where she carved a five-pointed star into her stomach with a razor blade. You can't pay people to do that. Literally.
And it's not only that, but also the city of New York have the fire law, so that the space between in Poderabilia, when they're standing in the door entrance, they have to be bigger, just because of that kind of restrictions.
Imponderability required a visitor to squeeze awkwardly between Marina and her partner, who were both naked, to get into the exhibition. In the re-performance at MoMA, I was able to pass through with only a shift of my shoulders. Easy.
So I will put a label next to this piece, that this piece, because of that law, was altered.
Still, to my mind, the biggest challenge isn't fire code or labor law. It's whether the re-performers can deliver a moving or even transformative experience for the viewer.
With Marina, she doesn't like to rehearse. So instead of like being in the studio, we went on 3-day retreat / workshop, kind of like a boot camp.
So it's basically go to the countryside, we all sleep in the barn, just on the floor next to each other in sleeping bags. We wake up very early, 5 in the morning, we go to the river, wash without soap in really ice-cold river, which is very good, do exercises, not eat or talk for 3 days, absolutely no any kind of food, just drink hot water and do heavy exercises, mental, physical.
She gave us like a whole bunch of grains, different kind of grain, like barley, like rice. Mix them up, and then we'll start counting them and separating them for like about 3 hours.
Marina's very into Tibetan Buddhism, and she lived with Australian Aborigines for a year.
Because, you know, you can have a perfect trained body, but if your mind is not focused, it doesn't work.
Brittany Bailey, a 20-year-old dancer, is finishing up her shift on the bicycle seat for Luminosity.
That was like something I've never done before.
It's a carefully choreographed exit, complete with a lab coat and an escort. And although Brittany had a shaky start,
things started going a bit black and my ears started like tunneling out. And I was like, oh no, it's a feeling when you're about to pass out.
After a few deep breaths, the moment passed, and she got it.
I felt something that feels universal before, and I can sense, like, the infinity, like, how, like, whatever I'm feeling or seeing could go on forever, and that it just creates that really peaceful place inside of you. But then it was interesting feeling that sense of infinity and peace and everything, but actually seeing it in a box, which is what was happening in the space.
The hush in the room around Brittany felt reverential. And in a funny twist, as we watched her bare torso rise and fall, we were the ones who felt naked and exposed.
I really believe that if you really purify yourself, you can create some kind of source of oxygen to the audience. This is the main function of an artist.
Brittany's task, and Yosmeet's, is to live Marina's piece like it was theirs, because it's only through their experience that we find meaning in this work. They act like a sort of mirror. By opening themselves up, we see how we've become closed off. By being fully in the moment, they force us to look at how we live in the past or strive for the future. What really matters is now, the simple exchange between two people. It's powerful stuff. Anything less and we can sense it. Then, Marina's work, the nakedness, the ballsy physicality, become like extreme performance art, just entertainment.
I always think that everything else will be waste if you don't really put yourself in the situation that you really deliver something, you know. In your life, you can't take anything material when you die. The only what you can leave is a good idea.
For Studio 360, I'm Carrie Hillman.
The new documentary about Marina Abramović is called The Artist is Present. It premieres on HBO this summer.